Yeah, so according to our laws, the principal role of the leader of the opposition in parliament is to keep the government in check. And that's done in various ways. Number one, when we pass money as parliament, how is it utilized? It's important that we keep holding government accountable to make sure there's value for taxpayers' money, make sure there's accountability, make sure issues of corruption are dealt with, but also human rights issues. That's another way to hold them accountable, because government is meant to safeguard the people. But many times you find people are being brutalized, many are still missing. So all these are issues that are going to be of serious concern to us, and we'll put great emphasis on them.
Your predecessor, yes, Mr. Mpuuga, was leading an opposition boycott of the parliament because of opposition supporters who they claim have been missing. Would that be part of your agenda?
Absolutely. You see, this is an issue that has not settled, because people were abducted and they have been missing all the while. The government has not given a satisfactory response. They've just been dismissive of this issue. And yet these people were abducted by state security. So that's something that we are not going to give up on, because everything starts and ends with human rights. Even as you're dealing with other issues, the budgetary process, all these laws that we keep passing and so on, you can't pass laws for people who are being killed, people who are being brutalized or disappeared and that kind of thing. So life importantly first.
You said the government has not paid attention, but I thought the government last November explained or provided answers to some of the issue about the missing opposition supporters.
The government has, you know, severally, whenever we ask them about this issue, they are dismissive. But you see, the Prime Minister of the country, Honorable Robin Anabanja, came out and said some of these missing people were arrested. And we have said, look, when you arrest somebody 4 years later, you've not produced them in any court of law, nobody knows their whereabouts, why are they operating like it's jungle law? We thought that we are in the 21st century, for heaven's sake. So that is why we are insisting to say those people must be produced. If they think they have committed any offense, produce them in a court of law. As simple as that.
Of course, there are some issues of national and international concern. Recently, you know that your country was delisted on the U.S. AGOA. There's also the issue of the LGBTQ law. Where is the opposition? Let's take first the AGOA issue.
You see, maybe it's even good that a time comes and Uganda gets to be cut off from some of, you know, the aid we keep relying on. Maybe it's time we wake up, you know. It's time we cease to say, you see, yes, because of a law that was passed, now why are you, you know, cutting off our aid, we're a sovereign country and so on. Let's grow up financially, okay? Let's begin to take good care of our financial well-being, make sure there's value for this taxpayers' money, make sure the money is not stolen. You know, this crying around that I see from government officials and so on is unwarranted, because they're the same guys that keep stealing this money. So put that money to proper use and you don't have to go crying around.
So the Speaker of Parliament has said that she's available and willing to work with the opposition, but on the intellectual matter, but not what she calls flexing of muscles. Are you willing to work with her?
Well, we're always flexing our brains, and that's something we are not going to stop doing, okay? You've not seen us flexing muscles. In fact, even in the previous parliament, where the Bobi Wines were and the others, they were doing that in self-defense when the military raided parliament. So in parliament, we go for intellectual discourse. So we are going to flex our brains. We are going to flex our thought and intellect. We hope that the government will match up to us, because many times they don't.